And Aki, who do we have next? Mr. Secretary?
Robert Petrakis was, was supposed to be on.
Okay. Are you on, Mr. Petrakis?
Yes, I am.
Take it away, Shireen.
Okay. Thank you so much for joining us. I believe we spoke with you last year, did we?
Yes.
Okay. I remember the name. Okay. Welcome to the Pacifica National Board interview for 2018 affiliate director candidates. We expect to be with you for about 13 minutes or so. You know, I'm sure, that Pacifica is dealing with a serious financial crisis, and the National Board has been meeting quite frequently, and that is likely to continue at least as part of next year. We meet on Thursday nights from about 8:30 Eastern and go on till about midnight. Our meetings are very exciting. So, you know, that gives you something to look forward to for Thursday evening. In about 2 minutes or so, would you tell us about your station's mission and the communities that you serve? And then we'll have two questions for you, followed by up to two questions from you to us.
Okay, now the station I'm affiliated with now is WGRN 94.1 in Columbus, Ohio, which is does a variety of the Pacifica national programs and also has numerous local programs, particularly since we had no public access in town. The signal is county-wide. I've been doing a show there as well as doing a show on another low-powered FM Pacifica affiliate, WCRS, since 2009. So the mission really is to provide the other side of the news, fact-based, local-based, support, you know, local movement people that are often left out of the mainstream media market. So that's our goal, and I think we've accomplished it quite well. I've broken many stories here locally.
Okay, thanks. I'm sorry. Sorry to interrupt. Mr. Chair, I'm being told that the stream has stopped.
I'll check it right now, and I'm texting with Otis right now. Thank you very much.
Okay, so should we continue, or?
Give me just 1 second here.
Okay.
Game should be up. Never mind, I'm gonna test it. No, the stream is live.
I'm listening to it. It's Otis.
That's me on delay. So we're on. Continue, Ms. Roberts.
Okay, thanks. Jan, do you want to ask the first question?
Yes. So, hello, welcome. So I wanted to have you, if you can, tell us a little bit about yourself, but also what do you see as the future of terrestrial broadcasting, and if your radio station uses any internet or social media features, maybe you can tell us about that.
Okay.
And how and if you use our uploads, downloads.
Briefly, I have a PhD in political science from Wayne State, where I spent the 1980s in a political commune fighting back against what I thought was massive social injustice in that city. I also have a juris doctorate from Ohio State University and have been involved in various cases. I was, for example, Jill Stein's attorney in the for the recount, among other things. But I've been obsessed for a long period of time with radio. I did 7 years as the only white talk show host on the only black radio station in Columbus. I've been doing radio since college in 1976. I feel the programming offered by Pacifica is key. But on the other hand, you know, I teach online courses. My wife has a PhD in the development of online courses. At the station, which is housed in my carriage house, two stations that are housed there, you know, we have podcasts. We not only download a lot of material from Pacifica, but we generate our own. We do live streaming. You know, we have podcasts, and we've had weekly broadcasts, particularly on the issue of election transparency and integrity. So despite not having a lot of money, we do a lot of programming. And a lot of the shows we do travel over the Internet.
Thank you. Do you have any questions for the board?
Jeremy gets another question. Sorry, Mr. Fitzgerald.
I'm so sorry. Yes, of course. I wasn't keeping track.
I'm hearing an echo, Jonathan.
Me too.
Okay. Mr. Fitrakis, is it Trakis or Trakis? What is your?
Fitrakis. The Fitrakis is actually original Greek, so but Fitrakis.
Well, being Greek, okay. What are the primary sources of funding for your station, and what is your governance structure?
The station, WGRN, really is run the management. It's an all female station in terms of the management. But the money is provided by the Central Ohio Green Education Fund, which is a longstanding 501c3 in the community. It's actually involved in various public campaigns with federal and state employees as part of an alternative funding group known as COSMO, Central Ohio Giving Organization. So originally it was the organization that they wouldn't let us in United Way. So our funding comes from campaign solicitations, also numerous fundraising that goes on constantly. And to a lesser extent, of course, the underwriting of shows, though we haven't been quite as successful in that area as the others.
So your underwriters are able to identify particular programs you wish to underwrite, or?
Yeah, the producers and or the talent on the show solicits the underwriters.
Anyone goes upstairs.
Please mute. Sorry about that. Please continue.
Jan, can you mute your phone?
Sorry.
Since we have no paid direct solicitation staff, the talent and the producers can get a small percentage of money for getting people to underwrite their shows.
Okay, thanks. Are there questions that you would like to ask of us?
No, other than I'm often curious as to the state of, how stable and how bad the money situation is. But I know it's there's been problems for a while, and I assume that, you've managed to survive, and you'll survive into the future, particularly because of your programming.
Well, do you want the long answer or the short answer?
Short answer.
Not stable, money tight. But it's doable because we don't really have an option. For those of us who believe in the mission, we simply have to be here and do better. But we are actually trying to address the judgment that was handed down in October by the Empire, by a judge to the Empire State Realty Trust. It's about $2 million, and there are other outstanding, there are other expenses that are coming due shortly, and the lease on the Empire State Building antenna continues until 2020 at this point. So it's challenging.
Yeah, I've been following some of that. I've been involved with various projects, including running the Columbus Institute for Contemporary Journalism, and I'm used to situations that require a lot of work. We're trying to keep things afloat and raising money, so that does not scare me away.
But we'll keep trying.
Good. And I really believe that, with more and more affiliates, particularly as, we move into low power, some of these signals are, it's hard to call them low power. I mean, again, our signal is countywide, and, we have a fair amount of listeners.
Thanks, Jen. Okay, well, I want to thank you so much for your time. The secretary of the board will be in touch with you, providing you with a timeline for actual balloting, et cetera, and more information about the startup of the new board next year.
All right. I appreciate your time and your consideration. Thank you very much. You keep up the good.
Thanks. Good night.
Good night.
Do we have one more?
Ifia Wangaza is the last candidate.
Okay. Actually, I've received information from our affiliates director, Ursula, that Ms. Wangaza had not filled out the form for affiliates. I should have been searching through my email. Ursula. Did you receive Ms. Roberts?
Okay, so I believe Ursula was copied on Ms. Wangaza's application, which was sent on November 15th. So I think we need to move ahead with the interview and then we can have a conversation with Ursula.
We just do the interview and sort it out later. All right, thank you.
Sounds like a good idea.
And this is the last person?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Is Afia on the line? Oh, what time was she assigned, Aki?
Aki? Hello, Mr. Secretary.
Get air, come on.
Okay.
Thanks.
Okay. No, I'm on. Sorry.
What time was assigned for Ashina?
10 o'clock, Eastern Time.
Okay.
Maybe somebody's dead.
Perhaps if someone could send her an email or a text.
Aki?
Yes, Anna?
What number was it that you said?
What's that?
It can't be announced on the stream.
Oh. Right, you gave Thea code, right? And she's going to call in at 10 o'clock?
Yeah. Well, she never responded to any of the correspondence that I gave her. But I did give her the, you know, call-in number at the same time I gave everybody. And I also called in to see, you know, she was there. And I didn't get a phone connection, so...
Do you have somebody an email else? Address?
Sure, yeah. I'll recommend. I gave, well, the one that she has is wmxd955gmail.com, which is the one that she sent. And she also has another email address from previous one, which is...
I don't give out the woman's email on the stream.
Okay, sorry.
You can email it.
But your mail recommends.
Okay.
She comes on the line.
Come directly to her. Mr. Sabah, did you have a suggestion?
Yeah, exactly what you just said. We just bring her back. Whenever she comes online, we just go to her.
Right.
That's
be the line once we get started moving on. However, let me take a look at the agenda. After that is a 20-minute item. Nobody but a goodie. We're going to have to go on with that because we have no guarantee that she'll be coming on. But again, if anyone send her an email or make an attempt to contact her, if you get any response, please let me know right away.
I have a question.
Point of order, Crozier.
I hear a question from Ms. Roberts and then a point of order from Crozier. Go ahead, Ms. Roberts.
Was the agenda actually approved? I don't know.
That would be the item where I would go back to. What was your point of order, Bill?
Well, WMXP, where AFIA is from, is really not a current affiliate.
Point of order.
I checked with our affiliate
order. I gave Bill the floor. You're going to let him speak. Don't bully him.
I asked
Bill.
Our affiliate coordinator, Mr. Rudenberg, to verify, you know, which of the nominees had current affiliate agreements, and WMXP does not. And she sent, I had her send all the stations who hadn't, fill out affiliate agreements this year, a reminder. She did that on December 4th. I'm looking at it right now. She said she never got a response from it. I can send that to you. And she never got a response. It says that if you're receiving this letter, it's because our affiliate office has not yet received the renewal of your station agreement for the fiscal year 2017 to 2018. She sent another copy of the agreement, and she never got a response back. And let me read the site, the portion from the bylaws. This is Article 5, Section 4, on nomination election of affiliate representative directors. It states in there, for purposes of this section, quote, affiliate station shall be defined as any nonprofit, non-commercial broadcaster that broadcast programming provided or distributed by the foundation pursuant to a written agreement with the foundation. And only such stations are allowed to nominate candidates for the affiliate director position. That's Article 5, Section 4. So I'm sorry, but she doesn't qualify. Her station doesn't qualify. And so therefore, there's no reason to, we don't need to worry about that.
This is Serene. May I speak? Can I
hello? Jonathan?
Afia?
Hello?
Afia?
Yes.
Afia, are you under? Oh, great. Thank you.
Okay. you.
John, are you there?
I am here, yes.
I'm sorry, my phone was...
Okay.
And I apologize.
May I request that
interview
Sophia right now, and then we can deal with the issue of her station at another time, but since she's on the line right now...
I agree.
That's how we're going to do things. It's just a faster and simplest way to get through things. And again, I apologize. Don't know how long I was on mute there. At any rate, Ms. Goodman and Ms. Roberts, please continue.
Afia, would you start this section, please?
I guess you meant Serene. Okay. Hi, Afia. Welcome to the PNB's interviews for 2018 affiliate director candidates. We expect to be about 13 minutes or so. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can.
Okay, great. Well, Pacifica is in a worse financial situation since you were last here at a meeting. And our Thursday night meetings have become, well, you know, there are a bunch of cancellations, but they've become fairly regular in the past month or two and are expected to continue to be fairly frequent for the next few months. So that's a Thursday night commitment from about 8:30 Eastern to almost midnight, or around midnight. In 2 minutes or so, could you tell us a bit about your station's mission and the communities that you serve? And then Jan and I will each ask you a question, followed by two questions for the board from you, if you wish.
Well, our station is in its 10th year. It's one of the first low-power FM community radio stations, which we were very glad to have in light of the fact that we were actively involved in the struggles to create low-power FM service. So it seemed only fitting that we would be able to get a license. We cover the county of Greenville, South Carolina, which is one of the fastest growing communities in the country. In fact, it's in the top 10. We touch two other counties, adjoining counties. We have a very broad and diverse cross-section of listeners. We do in-house training from middle school participants to senior citizens, because a part of our mission is capacity building. And as a community radio station, it's our position that the station as an institution has to be manageable by the average person in the community. So we have a training program which assures us of realizing that goal. We use a significant number of Pacifica's programs because of the quality and orientation of Pacifica programming, especially around issues of gentrification and the fight back against cannibalizing of minority neighborhoods across the country. Another part of the mission of the station is to try and reconstruct the sense of community that has been threatened by the cannibalization of gentrification in the city and county of Greenville. We are entirely listener-funded. We have no underwriters or sponsors. Our staff and participants are all volunteers, and we cover basic expenses with memberships and donations.
Thanks, Jen.
Yes. So I wanted to find out what you see as the immediate future of terrestrial broadcasting, and which, if any, internet or social media features or functions you use. And also you might tell us, you know, a minute or two about yourself, in just because we heard about your station, but also about yourself.
Mm-hmm. Well, we stream our station in addition to we stream the terrestrial programming. I think that the future... I'm sorry?
I didn't say anything.
There's an echo on the line, sorry.
Okay. I think that the death of terrestrial radio, like television, is greatly exaggerated. I think that while folk are still talking about how the cable has taken over television, still the majority of people get their news from broadcast TV. And despite the availability of satellite, people still listen to terrestrial radio, especially when they are in their cars. It's hardly a day that passes when I'm out in the public that I'm not meeting someone who is a new listener. And of course, we attempt to convert them from listeners to members. But they are very struck with the content of the programming, which is exceptional for this area, for the South. Our closest comparable station would be out of Atlanta, WRFG. So you can, in Charlotte, there isn't even as a progressive station programming as we have with WMXP. And again, that is in large measure due to the access to Pacifica and other affiliate programming. We have people who set their day. In fact, if we miss certain programs, people come to the station to find out what happened. So the need for the kind of progressive programming that we provide is immeasurable, and the relationship with Pacifica allows us to meet that need. And as the public broadcasting budget is slashed, and other public benefits are gutted, the importance of terrestrial radio becomes even greater, because it also has a direct impact on people's personal budgets and therefore their ability to access alternative forms of media. As for myself, I was born into a radio family. My parents were missionaries who were committed to dissemination of their spiritual belief system and the belief that they had an obligation to disseminate that information throughout the world, and the most practical way of doing that was by radio, so that they helped build an international network of radio network where essentially there was no place in the world where you would not hear my father's church at some point during the week. So I believe in radio. and committed to maintaining the station that we have and access to meaningful programming. I'm, of course, a lifelong human rights advocate, former member of the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee, the Atlanta Project in particular, just received recognition from the city of Atlanta for participation in the student movement in Atlanta as a college student. So I represent U.S. political prisoners, imprisoned political activists before the United Nations Human Rights Council, and I do that on an ongoing basis. My involvement includes anti-war activities as well as voting rights, education, restoration of civil rights of returning citizens or folk in the process of reentry who have been incarcerated. I've taught from preschool through university. So, I mean, at 71 years old, I've done and continue to work on behalf of dignity and worth of humanity and preservation of the planet.
Thanks so much. Let me ask whether you have a couple of questions that you'd like to ask us.
Well, I, as you know, I've been on the board a number at various points, various lengths of time, and while I grow, I find that they continue political tensions within the organization. At times, counterproductive. I'm not sure that at the other side of it, that it's what keeps the organization alive. That it's the competing interests that gives it its vitality. So I'm not dissuaded by either the in-house tensions or economic difficulties, which we all experience and survive and indeed thrive despite them.
Thank you.
Do we have any more time, Aki? Well, I'm going to just ask a question. If we run out of time, we run out of time, so we don't waste any time.
Jan, I can tell you that we have run out of time with this, but It's entirely up to you and Chair.
Okay, if we've run out of time, thank you so much, Afia, for joining us today. We really appreciate your taking the time.
Let me say I apologize for my tardiness. I had I was assaulted this afternoon by some white man who was upset about a sign that we had, a banner that we have a center demanding the resignation of Donald Trump as a rapist. And he came in. In fact, this was the second day that he came in. And so I got delayed at the police station, to make a long story short, to file a report against him.
That sounds like an excellent reason for being late. Thank you for joining us, and I'm sure, thank you for carrying the banner also.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hope you're okay.
Yes, are you okay?
Yes, I'm kind of banged, twisted my knee and broke my a couple of my fingernails, so it's pretty rugged, but I still have to survive.
I'm very sorry to hear that. So at least it sounds like you're being effective a little bit.
Yeah, we are.
Okay.
So Aki, our secretary, will reach out to you with a timeline and let you know what the next steps are in terms of our voting, et cetera.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks so much, and take care.
Thank you. All right, people, we're going to jump back to the agenda, which is, as Ms. Roberts stated, we'd be on item number 2, agenda approval. But before I do that, I want to ask our secretary, is this meeting set to end in 8 minutes?
Point of information, Mr. Chair?
Yes, Adriana.
And we need to add a point of order.
Okay.
Well, I'm just trying to see where we are. I'll take all that since I find my pen. What's your question, Adriana?
A point of order go first or not? I mean, it's okay. I don't have any problem.
No. That's okay.
Okay.
No, actually,
Okay, Mr. Chair, I already making a statement and sent a list in the stream. I said the personal information to all the directors, and I think that we should deal with this issue right now. We shouldn't be playing with fraud and possible self-dealings. Please, I want an answer from directors, and I want the listeners to know where we are standing. Thank you.
Okay. I did receive your email, but again, it's 10:24 on the East Coast, so we need to jump to an agenda approval, but it sounds to me like you want to amend the agenda. So let me just read where it would be real quickly, and then Adriana's item would go directly after agenda approval. So what we have left of the minutes approval at 5 minutes, then item 6, motion for ESRT forbearance, 20 minutes, then 10 minutes for appointment of new trustees for 403B, then 10 minutes for notice of new election for chair of the PNB. Then we have 10 minutes for motion to rescind the hiring authorization, and then adjournment. That's a total of, that's more than 50 minutes, that's 55 minutes altogether there. And then Adriana, how much time would you like to allow for this?
I think that is strong enough and difficult enough that we need to give at least, I don't know, 50 minutes to give the interim executive director the possibility,
okay,
the option to answer. And
so we're going to say 15 minutes?
No. Let me ask you something else, because the adjournment of this to executive session is not set a day and doesn't have any time. And if you go to the agenda, what is posted in the official website, is not executive session posted there. And here is not any time for this.
On my closed session agenda, it says at the end of open session. And that's the way we're going to do it. So we wouldn't have to move to extend time. But again, the time adds up to about 55 minutes, and then this item would be 15 minutes. So
thank you.
Will someone second Adriana's motion to add this to the agenda?
Second.
Okay.
Wow.
And then are there any objections to putting Adriana's item on the agenda immediately following agenda approval?
Point of information, this is Catherine.
Okay, is there an objection before I take the next thing? And I also have a point of order from Mr. Diaz.
A point of information from Catherine, please.
Okay, what's your question, Catherine?
I'm not able to get on the internet while I'm on the phone. Can you tell me the name again of the item that you're adding?
Okay. I'll need Adriana to explain that. Adriana, if you just want to highlight that for us, and it's 15 minutes long.
Did the whole PMB, including the director, Catherine David, didn't receive the confidential email with the information about something that is possible for...
Yes, but she's unable to check her email while she's on the phone.
Perfect. That is the commit of possible fraud from one of our officers. Yes.
She wants the commitment of possible fraud by one of our officers, and she wants 15 minutes. And it would be immediately following agenda approval. So I'll ask again, are there any objections?
Yes, this bill.
Okay, Bill objects. Go ahead, Bill.
You know, well, first, it should be executive session. I don't mind talking about it. I think we should talk about it, clear it up. This is another totally baseless accusation from Adriana. She's been throwing this kind of stuff out constantly.
I'm sorry.
We have some other very... May I continue? Do I have the floor?
Mr. Crozier.
We have some really urgent things that have to be dealt with tonight. We need to appoint new trustees for our retirement plans, for example. We still have no forbearance for Empire State Realty Trust, and they could come in and seize our assets at any time, and people at all stations are demanding that we do something about it. And, you know, we need to deal with those first. It's been on the agenda. It's not totally inappropriate for to throw these things out in the middle of a meeting, and there's no time to prepare, you know, any documentation or anything else, you know, to respond to it. And so I think we need to leave the agenda the way it is. If you want to put it at the end of the agenda, that's fine. Well, it probably should be an executive session. We really have these urgent things we have to deal with tonight.
All right, Bill, what we're going to do, we're going to go ahead and just go to a vote on it. But I have a point of order by Mr. Diaz first.
Can you hear me?
And I also heard Ms. Roberts. Ms. Roberts, did you have a question or was it a point of order?
I have something about the agenda.
Okay. No problem. Just under that for a second, let me go to Mr. Diaz first. Mr. Diaz?
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chair. And I'll just be real quick about this. You know what I'm going to do. Today is December the 21st. It's the ninth consecutive time that Sharon Brown has not been included in the roll call, whereas Mansoor Sabah continues to be included in the roll call as a member of the PMB. As we all know, on October 26th, the court in California ruled that Sharon Brown should be returned as a member of her Los Angeles LSV and as a member of this PMB, and that Mansoor Sabah is to be taken off this PMB and Ismael Parra taken off the KPFK LSV. I don't need to read all of it, I don't think, Mr. Chair. I won't take the time. I know you're going to rule this out of order, and I'm going to confess. That's fine. I just request that we put it in the minutes.
Absolutely. Much appreciated, Mr. Diaz. Mr. Secretary, please add that to the minutes. And...
I'd also like to say something about the agenda when it's time.
Okay, then we're going to Ms. Roberts, who has an item for the agenda. But just to remind everyone where we are here, Ms. Kasanev has moved that we add that item on the confidential email that she sent us to the beginning of the agenda. And that's what we were about to go to a vote on. Ms. Roberts, did you have another addition?
I'm questioning why my notice to rescind the attack motion, the attack against the KPFT LSB that was passed, I guess, 2 weeks now, why that is not on the agenda.
Is that the 7/20/17?
No, that was the first attack. I was talking about the public attack, as opposed to that one, which is the improperly closed session attack.
Very colorful. Aki, can you comment on that for me and answer your question? No, wait. I'm sorry. I'm not sure. This is not the 7/20/17 motion you're talking about, Serene?
That's correct. I'm not talking about something that happened 4 months ago, 5 months ago that we haven't been able to get to yet in closed session. I'm talking about something that y'all did about two or three weeks ago.
Okay. Mr. Secretary?
You know, when you essentially undid all the KPFT-LSB decisions.
Serene did say that I'm going to put a notice to the Sin and something to follow, but didn't receive any motion to follow what that motion was going to be.
The notice to rescind should remain on every agenda. It is simply that I did not have the motion itself to attach at the time that I sent you the note, but certainly you have it. You took the vote.
Well, here, we can resolve that easily, Ms. Roberts. If you want, we can just add that to the end of this agenda. You can move to have it added.
I know we're not going to get to it tonight, but it's important that he understand that it needs to remain on the agenda.
I'll
make a note of the fact that the intended motion to rescind should be on the agenda. Okay, I'll do that.
All right. Thank you both. Now let's go to the vote on Ms. Smith's motion.
Is he starting for the amendment of the agenda?
Okay. What's your amendment, Ms. Sorden?
I move that we strike number 6 and put it only in closed session because I have a communication, or we all have a communication from Mark Hand that can only be discussed in closed session and it pertains to this motion.
Okay. Do I also hear a second on this?
Benito.
Okay. And we're out of time for agenda approval for obvious reasons, so let's just go to a vote on the two amendments. If there are other amendments.
Mr. Chair.
Ms. Kavanaugh.
Why I didn't have the option to talk about, you know, to motivate my motion, my item for the agenda, and you gave the floor to Mr.
I'm sorry. I thought she did motivate it. I thought you heard motivation. Do you want to speak on it? No problem. Go right ahead.
It's what he did, sir. You give the floor to him. I think that it's not any more urgent matters for this board.
Surely that was 10 speakers ago. Yes, please, just motivate.
Yes, what I'm trying to say, that is not obviously any more urgent matters for this PMB, that be sure that not fraud or self-dealings are committed by officers of this foundation, that money that is being asked to be diverted to private persons are being diverted from the Pacifica National Board or the Pacifica National Foundation. I think that should be important enough for us to understand what we are dealing here with. Thank you.
Okay. I'm going to ask a question of Ms. Kasanev. Ms. Kasanev, do you think that there are any parts of this discussion that should be in closed session?
I don't believe so, because the information that I sent, the information that maybe somebody doesn't want to tell the listeners what is a public document that is signed by the interim executive director.
Okay. So a yes vote puts this item on the agenda right after approval. It will be our first item, and then we'll go to a vote on Nancy's item. And a no vote will probably move this to a closed session, or at least it won't be an open session. I don't think we would find any objections to the discussion in closed session. At any rate, Mr. Secretary, please take a vote.
Okay, so this is a motion to add the item that Adriana brought up to put it in the open session after minutes approval, instead of being in the troll session. So, Grace Allen?
Pass.
Okay, Grace pass. Okay. David Beaton? You're not the only yet. All right. Jim Brown? Jim Brown?
Pass.
Okay, you pass. Okay, Adriana Castanets?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay. And Bill Crozier?
Absolutely not for open session. No.
Okay. All right. Catherine Davis?
Pass.
Catherine Davis passes. Okay. Benito Diaz?
Yes.
Diaz is yes. All right. Ron Nagano?
Take a guess, Austin.
What's that?
No. No.
Nagano? Okay. All right. Jan Goodman?
No.
Goodman is no. Sabrina Jacobs? Sabrina?
Pass.
Okay, Sabrina passes. Ken Orford?
No.
Orford's no. Robert Mark? Oh, he's not here. Okay, Serene Roberts? Serene?
Open session.
Okay, yes, all right. Once was about?
Oh, absolutely no.
Okay, survives no. T.M. Squiggs?
No.
Okay, Squiggs, no. Nancy Slaughter?
No.
Slaughter is no. Alex Steinberg?
No.
Steinberg is no. All right, Tanaka is no. Temba, Shibanga?
Yes.
Temba is yes. Andrea Turner?
No.
Turner is no. Okay. Mosquera, Washington?
Yes.
Okay. Mosquera is yes. Then we go to Grace Ann. You passed?
No.
Okay. Grace is no. Jonathan? Alexander?
Abstain.
Okay. Jonathan abstains. Jim Brown, you passed?
Yes.
Okay, Jim Brown is yes. All right, Catherine Davis, you passed?
Abstain.
Okay, Catherine abstains. Sabrina, you passed?
Abstain.
Okay, Sabrina abstains.
Project 1, 5, 6.
David, what's that? David Beatty is not on yet, right? Okay. Oh, so it says 6 yes, 11 no, 3 abstention. So it doesn't go in the open session. We can introduce in the closed session. Thank you.
Ms. Sorden, your amendment to the agenda was item number 6. What did you want to do with item number 6? Hello, Nancy.
I think she said she wanted to refer to closed session.
Yeah, I wanted to. I'm sorry, I was muted. Yeah, I wanted to move it to closed session, and I have part of the email from Mark Hand that I would like to read. That's okay for open session. That motivates why
Okay.
It pertains to this particular motion.
Okay, go ahead and motivate.
Okay, Sam, this is the email. This is part of the email from Mark Hand. Sam and I talked about this, and our recommendation is that Pacifica consult with an attorney that has the background in the process of collecting on the judgment and foreclosures, so the PNB knows specifically what the process and timing is that ESRT must go through before it can seize assets. If, in fact, that process does take a few months, then Pacifica has sufficient time to secure a loan to pay the judgment. To emphasize this point, the PNB needs to be directly advised by an attorney who is familiar with this post-judgment process so the board knows, in fact, the length of time it will take for ESRT to actually be able to seize assets.
Absent this informed advice, the PNB cannot determine if the timing of any seizure of assets is days away or months away. If it's months away, then we clearly would not need a forbearance agreement. And you can read the rest of, you can hear the rest of it in closed session.
Okay. Did someone want to speak against moving that to closed session?
Well,
go ahead, Bill.
Nothing that she is talking about is any reason for moving such a closed session. And we have heard from I don't know how many attorneys are basically telling us the same thing, including experts on bankruptcy. And there's no reason to go into closed session and talk about this stuff. We need to deal with our situation to keep our stations from being shut down from, you know, seizure of assets. And we should not be delaying that motion. I'm afraid this is a tactic to just kill it, you know, if we never get to it in executive session. But I think we should leave it where it is.
Okay.
Benito, respect.
Go ahead, Mr. D.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear. What else was that? Was that? Did someone else say something? Okay, go ahead, Benito. Oh, a point of order. What's your point of order, Ms. Roberts?
It's improper for the interim executive director to say that someone is using a tactic to, what did he say, to defeat whatever it is he's trying to do. That's inappropriate. He can argue better than that. He knows the rules.
Yeah. Well, were you actually implying that there would be delaying tactics in the governance? My God. At any rate, thank you, Ms. Rich. Mr. Diaz, you had a point of order? I'm sorry, you were commenting on the amendment.
I wanted to get on the spec.
Go ahead.
I want to speak to Mr. Sorden's motion. So if I can.
Go ahead, you have the floor.
Yeah, thank you.
You mean my amendment to the agenda?
Yes, the amendment to the agenda, exactly. You know, the conduct of this discussion.
Back away from the phone, please. Back away from the phone, please.
Sorry. It depends on which meeting I'm in. Sometimes some other meetings people can hardly hear me.
Anyway, how many meetings do you attend?
Thank you.
Go ahead, Mr. Diaz.
But anyway, to my point, you know, the conduct of this discussion about what we should or should not do with regard to the Empire State Building judgment is the doing this in open session. Although I am one of the people who has advocated transparency the most, some of our attorneys, most of our attorneys, have all recommended that we, and especially Mr. Himmelstein, who is the guy on this issue, have told us time and again to refrain from discussing this stuff in open session, precisely because what we are doing is telescoping our intentions and strategy to Empire State Building. But Mr. Crozier and Mr. Agarwal have been propagandizing what they want to do, propagandizing specifically this issue of going into bankruptcy, precisely so as to send a message to Empire State that they should hurry up and select on their debt because Pacifica are getting ready to go into bankruptcy. How? I don't know, because the board has voted, and every single meeting we vote again not to go into bankruptcy. But Mr. Crozier and Mr. Agarwal continue with their propaganda campaign because that's exactly what it is. So this is part of their campaign to
sink and destroy this foundation. For all those reasons, and I could continue.
What a personal privilege, Bill.
It's out by Mr. Crozier. It's out of order in open session, and this continued discussion qualifies him not only for insubordination, but who knows what else. I need to consult with an attorney because I am not, and I don't know the proper words. What I do know is he is trying to destroy this foundation. For all those reasons, I agree with Ms. Seddon that this motion, at the very least, should be moved to session.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Crozier, did you say you had a point of personal privilege?
Before I have to begin,
I'm sorry, I was muted. I just would like to ask the chair to please note that that this comment was out of order. It was not appropriate that we involve these personal attacks. It had nothing to do with the motion, and it's just this is another example of the kind of personal attacks that are used just to distract people.
We're going to go to a vote on this. Yes vote. We'll move this item to executive session. What do we have here? I'm sorry. A no vote. We'll leave it on the agenda where it is. Aki, go ahead and take a vote.
Okay. So this is a motion by Nancy to move item number 6 into closed session. Okay, Grace Allen?
Yes.
Grace is yes. All right. David Beaton?
No.
Beaton is no. Okay, Jim Brown?
Yes.
Brown is yes. Okay, Adriana? Kasanev?
Yes.
Okay, Kasanev is yes. Bill Crozier?
No.
Okay, Crozier?
Oh, no, sorry. I was muted.
Okay, sorry. Catherine Davis?
Yes.
Catherine Davis is yes. Benita Diaz?
Yes.
Diaz is yes. Rhonda Garner?
Yes.
Okay, Garner is no. Jan Goodman?
I vote to have it put in closed session.
Okay, so yes. All right. Sabrina Jacobs?
No.
Jacobs is no. Ken Loffer?
Yes.
Ken Loffer is yes. Robert is not here. Sabrina Roberts?
Yeah. Can you repeat the motion?
This is to move item 6 about the EFT forbearance into the closed session.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, Sharon, I was just, yes. Okay, Mansour Sabah?
Yes.
Sabah is yes. Okay, Chiam Spruggs?
No.
Spruggs is no. Nancy Soldan?
Yes.
Soldan is yes. Okay, Alex Steinberg? Alex?
Yes.
Okay, Steinberg is yes. Tanaka is no. Chanda, Shibanda?
Yes.
Chanda is yes, all right. Andrea Turner?
No.
Turner is no. Muscula, Washington?
Yes.
Muscula is yes. Jonathan, Alexander?
No.
Okay, Jonathan is no. All right, so I think I got all the votes. Okay, so it's 13 yes, 8 no, so it goes into the call session. Thank you.
All right. So that would make the agenda that we need to vote on to approve read as follows. Minutes approval, then down to appointment of new trustees for 403B. That's 10 minutes. Then notice of a new election for chair of the PNB. Then motion to rescind ED hiring authorization, also 10 minutes. We only had 10 minutes for agenda approval, and I think we've spent a bit more time on that. So, approves the agenda as read. No, does not. Are there any objections to the approval of this agenda?
It means that in half an hour we will go to executive session, sir.
Very good question. Let's see, 10. No, I think there's one more. Let me know somewhere. I guess, yeah, in 30 minutes we would go to, yeah, that's correct. Is that a yes, Adriana?
Is that a yes, I believe, right? Yes, half an hour from now.
Yes. That's correct, right, Aki? Oh, no, I'm sorry. No. There was one more item. There's a five-minute item in there, minutes approval. So it'd be 35 minutes. Okay. So are there any objections to this agenda as amended? Last call. Are there any objections to this agenda as amended? Hearing none. Okay, agenda is approved, which puts us on minutes approval at 5 minutes.
That
is the minutes of Monday's meeting.
Mr. Chair, one word.
Okay. Many people speaking at once. I hear Bill, point of order.
I was just going to point out, you never ruled on my earlier point of order that WMXP is not eligible to nominate an affiliate director candidate because they do not have a current affiliate agreement in place. And
I don't see a place to.
What's a point of order? Because
I'm sorry.
I can't rule on that now. I didn't take a look at the things. I would rather rule on that at a future meeting.
Well, we're going to be having elections here, I think, in the next few days, by mail.
What's the time on an election?
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
Just a moment, Adriana. We do have to resolve this situation. If it's one of the things we do, it's the actual election. All I need to know is when the ballot for the election go out. That's all I need to know.
In December.
Then I can go. In December. What? Okay.
It goes out in December, so.
It's next.
We will share public information. I'm sorry, point of privilege, Mansoor.
Yes, Mansoor.
Why don't we just get hold of Ursula to find out what the status is with that radio station. That's it.
Dan Goodman for the stack, please.
Because it's the middle of the night, and I'm not sure if we can get Ursula on the line.
Well, tomorrow.
I already talked to her.
That's the whole point, is that when the ballots are going to go out. And if there'll be a meeting prior to that, if there's a meeting prior to that, then it's no problem. I'll just rule on it at the next meeting.
Mr. Chair, how could it be that we cannot talk about money from the foundation, but we can...
Mr. Chair, you have to a point of order.
Let's catch an expression. It's because if I don't rule on it, I would rather continue, as you wish, and not rule on it at all, but... It'll mess up our election. It'll mess up the affiliate's election if I don't rule on it. That's why.
The bylaws, I'm sorry, sir, but the bylaws say that the secretary send the people to us, the people that are being approved to run for affiliates. That is exactly what happened. Now Bill Crozier is trying to change that. They tried last year, too. Okay?
So our affiliate, okay, fine. Our affiliates director sent out information earlier saying that Ms. Wangaz's Miss Wangaza Station was not an affiliate because the top performers were not filled out. And it's my belief that, it's my understanding that she didn't get a reply from Miss Wangaza recently when she sent that information. Then Miss Roberts said something differently. So, we can waste a bunch of time on this right now and maybe get nowhere. But if we have 7 days before the ballots go out, it won't matter because I can just rule on it at the next meeting.
All right. That should be your ruling.
Pardon me?
That would be a good ruling right there.
Yeah, but I don't know when the ballots go out. I'm just asking, Aki.
Your ruling could be to look at it before the next meeting and not decide on the point of order tonight.
When do the ballots, do you know?
Well, actually, you know, it doesn't have to be voted by the board. I mean, it's in the bylaws, so whatever the, you know, affiliate director says will prevail.
Okay, then I'll figure it out in the morning, that I'm not going to ruin it right now.
I'm sorry, this is the same affiliate director who misses the same deadline every single year. So, no, I don't think one person gets to decide whether or not what she's putting out today makes sense, with all due respect.
Bill for the stack.
Just a moment. Fine. It sounds like the board wants to expedite matters, so I'm going to also rule on that, which has no place in where we are because we're actually on agenda approval. So that can I'll rule on that after we vote to approve the agenda. But I didn't know. I'm sorry. Nobody objected to agenda approval. We did that when we were on minutes approval, so I guess this is right. So I'm going to go ahead and make a ruling.
I said I wanted to abstain, and Adriana was pointing out that I was speaking, but you were talking over her.
Exactly.
Okay. You wanted to abstain on the minutes.
I wanted to abstain on the last thing we voted on. The last thing we raised.
I'm sorry. Not speaking, there's music in the background there. You're saying that you wanted to abstain on what, Ms. Roberts?
Whatever the last item was. I believe it was the agenda. So I don't think you've gotten to
No, there were no objections to the agenda as amended.
I am telling you that I said I wanted to
call you up.
Adriana heard me, and you kept on talking over her when she pointed out that I was trying to speak.
Okay. Mr. Secretary, note that Ms. Roberts wishes to abstain.
Okay.
So I'm going to go ahead and rule on, because it was a point of order brought up by Mr. Crozier. I'm going to go ahead and rule that since the only information I have is from our affiliate's director, Ursula, it points that Ms. Wangaza Station is not an affiliate. Ms. Roberts, if you do have something, did you send it to me? Because you did mention that something else has come in recently. If not, I'm going to make my ruling right now, and then you can challenge it or we can vote on it.
The secretary should have access to the motion that we approved with the election timeline. So we should determine what that is to see if there's, well, I'm sure there's time to, I think it was the 29th or something. I don't remember the date offhand. But
Dan Goodman should have
checked. No, because we're taking too much time on this.
No, you cannot. Can't be brought into the stack.
No, yeah, I can. And if you yell at me and say I cannot, it doesn't really just change it all the time.
Yeah. Chair, bring that member to order, please. She cannot yell at the chair. She cannot yell at the chair. Please bring the member to order.
However, everybody silence. Go ahead. Just briefly, Ms. Roberts, what were you saying?
I'm saying a contract is between two parties. So Ursula sending an email does not void that station's existence or its contract. You can't just make that decision like that.
Ursa is the affiliate's director, and all the contracts go through her.
Who is not, with all due respect, perfect. Otherwise, we would not have to adjust the timeline for every election every year. There are problems.
Well, Pacifica gets a few deadlines. If you want to challenge my ruling, that's fine. But screaming at me isn't really the way to do it, is it?
Half the time.
May I clarify?
I'm sorry. What did you say?
I said half the time you claim you can't hear me. I move the phone closer so I can speak more clearly, more loudly for you, and you complain that I'm yelling.